Good evening. Everyone ready? Okay. Tonight, we will discuss some of the details of the modern printing process. Let's welcome Professor Lee.
Good evening. Thank you for inviting me here. Tonight, I will begin with the changes in the printing process introduced in the 19th century. First of all, we should know the first step a 19th century printer had to do in order to print something. Okay, the first step in the 19th century printing process was to create the typeset. Let me explain. By the 19th century, printers began using what we now call the hot metal typeset. Hot metal typesetting is a method, of creating a relief printing surface by injecting a molten metal alloy into a matrix. You may ask, what's an alloy? An alloy is simply a mixture of metals to create a new metal. Anyways, this alloy was typically an alloy of lead, tin, and a small amount of antimony. It was pioneered by the companies Monotype and Linotype in the late 19th century, and their typesetting machines dominated the industry for the 20th century. Remember, computers weren't commonplace in the printing industry until the 1980s. Anyways, moving along, the Linotype machine uses a 90-character keyboard to create an entire line of metal type at once. This allows much faster printing than with the Gutenberg-style system, in which operators place down one letter at a time. The machine revolutionized newspaper publishing, making it possible for a relatively small number of operators to set type for many pages on a daily basis.
You mean this was the first new printing process since Gutenberg?
Correct. Let me explain how it works. This new process was produced by Otmar Mergenthaler in 1886. His linotype machine was 2.1 meters tall. First of all, a typesetter would put the letter molds to be used to form a line on a page. Once an entire line of molds was assembled, the machine poured molten type metal into the stacked up molds. This produced a complete line of type in reverse, so it would read properly when used to transfer ink onto paper. The lines of type were then assembled by hand into a page. But the most difficult process was punch cutting. The cutting of letter punches was a highly skilled craft, requiring much patience and practice. This was almost never done with cutting tools, so they used what is called a counterpunch, which is a type of punch used in the cutting of other punches. I hope I didn't confuse anyone. Does everyone get this?
Question 16. What is the first step of printing process in the 19th century? Question 17. What can we know about linotype machine, according to Professor Lee? Question 18. What do we know about punch cutting?